Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I kind of like this, Limits. Where'd you get this music?
It's like a chill music, you know, just
very
relax.
Chill.
Limits, where did you get the music?
It was in the system.
Oh, I like it a lot. It relaxes
me. It's another manic Monday. No, it isn't.
Just another manic Limits day. Do you like the song, Bob?
I do.
Go ahead, sing along.
I don't know the words.
Neither do I.
We know this part.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was a Sunday.
Just another Monday's manic Monday. This is a fun day, Bob. It's a fun day because the Steelers won. Doesn't stop people from complaining, and that's okay. That's all part of it at 412-928-9370. But man, this is a day that Mike Tomlin deserves to be heaped with praise for the game plan, the execution, for keeping the team together, and for winning in such smashing fashion yesterday. But Limits was just talking about the trade deadline. Is it tomorrow at 4 p.m.?
Correct.
Yes.
What should they do, Bob? Will they do anything? Should they do anything?
I mean, it depends on how long some of these guys are out in the defensive backfield, just because I don't think you can ever have enough people there. They brought in Duggar, fine. That may have been the move they needed to make for now. I could see them maybe doing something else there potentially. They probably will scour looking for somebody to move in. I don't know if you're going to get one of these elite receivers that so many people want to get, because there's too much money involved, plus there's, you know, compensation via draft picks involved. That may be a tough mountain to climb. But
do you consider Jacoby Myers like to me, he's just a good ad.
Yeah, I would consider him for sure. And I think I said that to you a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think he was your name you came up with too, just because I think he'd be more affordable. I think he has a history that suggests he'll be a player who can make things happen when he gets on the field. So
he gets open. He's dependable. He's high
and
IQ.
The Raiders.
He can work with Rodgers.
The Raiders lost another game yesterday, and they just. How about Cam Little, 68-yard field goal in that game?
Did you see that?
We saw him in the preseason at a 70-yarder down in Jacksonville.
Yeah, this one would have been good from 75, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
For a minute, I thought that the guy in the end zone, the Jacksonville player, was good. What if he jumps and blocks that? Is it a blocked field goal?
If it barely goes,
no. If he jumps,
I don't know if
above the crossbar and
can
blocks it, I think it's a block. There's no goaltending in the NFL. I think it's a blocked field goal.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Really?
That's an interesting question, because
like
if you block it at the line
sure.
of scrimmage, it's a block.
Why not? Why can't he jump up and catch it?
I think somebody tried that before, and it is established as a rule. I'll double check.
Yeah, if there's a rule on the books that says I don't know for sure. I just don't.
I don't know. All right, here's the Raiders, and the Raiders could alter the balance of power in the AFC because they're the Raiders, not because of anything that they're doing, because they stink. Where is Max Crosby going? They say nowhere. Can you imagine if that dude winds up, I don't know, on the Ravens or Bills or Chiefs or somebody like that? I doubt they would trade him to their hated rival, the Chiefs, but what if he goes to the Bills? What if he goes to any other team in the AFC?
They may say no, they're not going to do it, but if someone comes to you with an offer that you simply can't refuse, and teams are in this conundrum, all of them, they need pieces. Some of them need good edge rushing. You know, I think Bosa has helped out Buffalo. I think a guy like Crosby, you can get a lot for him if you're
and
Vegas is a lot of people away. They need help. They
if I was Buffalo, I'd give up 2 first-round picks for him without blinking an eye. What does it matter what they're doing in the draft? They have Josh Allen now, right now.
And this is the time, not unlike Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, you got to act when you have generational people around you.
What about the Ravens? I mean, him going somewhere could make all the difference.
It could, yeah. I would not be shocked if something happened, even though the Raiders said they're not going to move him.
So, Jacoby Myers, and I'm looking at a piece on ESPN right now, is the guy that everybody thinks will be moved. He had 1,000 yards last year, career-best 1,027 yards. And, you know, his MO is he's really smart, knows how to get open, can play inside and outside, can work in tandem with your quarterback on adjustments and last-second reads and things like that. That's a beautiful thing, Bob. The Chargers are also listed here. I don't know what it would take to get Myers either, but I'm not sensing anything as high as a second or third round pick. Something below that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sort of like what Pickens got, a third round pick. You know, you could give up a third and probably get him. And again, the time is now if you believe you have a chance. This team is built for now based on how they've spent it, especially on defense and bringing in Rodgers, so why not take a chance?
All right, here's some interesting things about the Steelers from this very same story. Key position of need, they say receiver, right? That's obvious. Who could be on the move, however? Darius Slay is one. Who could be targeted? Jacoby Myers. And this writer says, I don't know if he's the perfect fit because of how much he plays in the slot. But Bobby also plays outside. To me, that's the whole point, is that you're going to have a game sooner or later. And even if it's just one or two that he helps you win, you're going to need a boundary receiver, too, that threatens teams on the outside. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think, again, the longer this season goes, there's going to be need, performance need, but also could be injury insulation need. You're going to have somebody else there. And I think a lot of teams will be looking at receivers like him. We'll see what it would take. And if the bidding starts to get a little bit too outrageous and you don't want to partake that way, fine, but at least Omar Khan, one thing about him, he's constantly looking. I'm sure he has multiple phones. He's got bat phone numbers of all, you know, the other GMs and agents, and who knows how much it takes to get a deal done.
Do you
I think that would be a fascinating story, wouldn't you?
Yes.
To just go inside the life of Omar for one day, or any GM who has to do this, and all the little things that have to happen to make it work.
This article also says Calais Campbell from the Cardinals could be a target for the Ravens, which would be interesting. The Bills could target Buda Baker. Other teams in the AFC, all of them have needs, including teams like New England. Like, you don't know who the Steelers are going to be competing with for a playoff spot, right, Bob?
At this point, you don't. It's, you know, the positioning and the actual slotting of these teams, it's very much up in the air. But if they win the division, most likely there will be a 4 seed.
Yeah.
Based on their record. You know, so you're going to have to play a 4 or 5 game at home.
I think the Steelers will make at least one pretty significant move. Not anything that, you know, is earth-shaking in the AFC and is going to be the lead story on SportsCenter that night. But I think potentially impactful moves. I think they'll make at least one and maybe two. Do you?
I think one. Two might be a stretch. But they're going to make one. I felt that all along, and I think that would be the case. And if they don't, they don't. Maybe the asking price gets a little bit too much. But they're in a position that they can – they're a two-game lead at this point of the season. Why wouldn't you want to try to win the whole division?
All right, let's get to the report card, Bob. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, please jump in. You're invited.
Thank you.
The quarterback, Ray Fittipaldo, says Rodgers wasn't happy with the overall play of the offense, showed his frustration on several occasions. The Steelers scored 24 points off 6 turnovers, but Rodgers seeks perfection, wanted more of those cashed in. He played another mistake-free game. And he gives Aaron Rodgers a B for yesterday. Bob, what do you give Rodgers?
A B plus. I think he did everything he could do. I mean, short of making long drives, he was never in a position to do that. His position was get to the red zone and get points, and he did. So B plus.
Wonder Twin?
I give Rodgers a B. I think he played a pretty solid game. There was nothing, you know, flabbergasting about it. Solid B.
I give him an A minus. As I said earlier, he should have had a touchdown to Mount Washington twice at the goal line. Metcalf dropped a ball. Rodgers took sacks, I thought, pretty much when necessary. He didn't turn it over. He made plays. He was very efficient. If it weren't for some balls that should have been caught, I think he would have gone 29 of 35. Mm-hmm. Or probably, you know, the numbers might have been different because he might have had more attempts if they advanced drives and such. I thought he played a really good game under those circumstances. The run game didn't help him any. He was good. He's been really good all season. I give him an A-. The running backs, not much room to operate, says Ray. Warren averaged 1.9 yards a carry. Caleb Johnson made an appearance late, Bob, in the second half, did some things. But overall, a grade of C for the runners. How about you?
I would agree C, only because they're linked together with the offensive line, but they didn't have a lot of running room, and they only averaged 1.7. However, they also were factors in the pass game. Both Gainwell and Caleb Johnson had nice little gains that produced first downs out
Gainwell's.
Of the backfield.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the numbers don't look all that good, but when they needed some plays, whether it was a run or a pass play, some of those guys came through. So C, just because I want to see better statistical numbers.
Mr. P?
I agree with the C as well. They just did not run it effectively, but I did like seeing Caleb Johnson appear briefly. I'm surprised he even came in. I said to the guy next to me, maybe Caleb Johnson should go in just for fun and have a carry. And it was a fun carry.
It was kind of fun, yeah. Receivers, Ray says, including the tight ends, took center stage in the passing game. Friermuth a touchdown. Jonnu Smith with a big drop early in the game, Bob, on the very first play. Yeah. Boy, Artie likes Jonnu on those first plays. Not many other plays, but the first ones. Calvin Austin had a good day, not a good day for Metcalf. 2 catches, 6 yards, and a drop. He gives all the pass catchers a B-. What say you, Bob?
I'm going to say it's just a C because I expect more production from those guys. I do. Again, I get the fact the fields were limited. They cashed in when they had to cash in, but I want to see bigger plays down the field. So C for now.
B-.
Yeah, it's right in there. I think Ray's on to something here. I'll give him a C, just an average day, but I think this was underscored. That once again, Pat Freiermuth is a zone buster and a touchdown scorer if you use him. I never want to see him disappear from this offense again, Bob.
No, he should be enhanced. His use, he's very reliable mostly, and he's gotten more use as the season has gone on. I would expect that to even increase as time goes on. Down the field, middle of the field, he's very reliable that way. So a lot of people were hesitant about Freiermuth and why he wasn't getting involved and why it wasn't going his way. But I think the more you see these games unfold, you'll see more and more targets for him.
Yeah, I didn't know how big of a deal it really was that he wasn't that involved. But then once you see it, you remember, this guy's got to be utilized. You're out of your minds if you don't. All right, offensive line. Again, 1.7 yards a carry. Rodgers, 3 sacks. You said only 2 were the line's fault. That might be true, Bob. Ray says they're going to have to be much better against the Chargers. I think that's definitely true. I'll go first on this one. Ray gives them a C. I give him a D for yesterday. I wasn't impressed. I thought that the Colts were physical, had a lot of tackles behind the line, got after Rodgers a little bit, and stuffed the run game. I don't think the line had a good day.
I don't either, but I'm going to give it a C just because they did make some plays when they needed to make plays, as I said, out of the backfield, blocking. I thought Troy Fautanu was really good. I mean, of all the guys on that offensive line, Broderick Jones got busted a few times, but Troy Fautanu is getting better and better as the season goes on.
Yeah.
He allowed no sacks. He's joining in and helping others who may have, you know, he knows when to leave his guy to help another guy. All the things you would have expected from a guy who was picked as high as he was.
I give them a C, and a big reason why is because when they were able to force so many turnovers, you never saw like a big sack on Rodgers that took them either out of field goal range or took them out of an opportunity to not be able to score points. And I think that was important to be able to keep momentum on their side.
Yeah, I agree with Ray, though, that they're going to need to be a whole lot better.
No doubt.
Because the Chargers are going to bring it defensively at home. In prime time. That's a very, very interesting AFC game. All right, Bob, we'll get to the defense next. And then we will get to the league because a lot of crazy stuff yesterday, as always, in the NFL. Plus, we're at the sort of unofficial halfway point. Maybe we could do a little awards ceremony.
Would Let's you be have an awards ceremony, Bob? Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Bob, let's get to the better part of the report card, the one that everybody wants to hang up on the refrigerator, and that's the defense. Ray Fittipaldo gives the defensive line an A+. Jonathan Taylor came in with an NFL-leading 850 yards. Steelers held him to a season-low 45 on 14 carries. Daniel Jones, a rough afternoon. Keanu Benton, 5 tackles and a sack. Hayward, 4 tackles and a batted down 2 passes. Derek Harmon recovered a fumble. He gives him an A+. I agree wholeheartedly with Dr. Fittipaldo. The defensive line gets an A++.
Absolutely. I also think, you know, Harmon is just getting better and better. You know, sometimes you don't see it unless you look back at plays and watch him specifically.
Yeah.
But Keanu Benton gets involved in a sack. And I can't say enough about Cam Hayward's hustle. If you notice,
yes,
down the field, you'll see him all the time. He never gives up on a play, and if he's there to make a tackle 30 yards down the field, he does. And that's leadership on the field, so absolutely.
I think I'll remember that more than anything from Cam Hayward's career, and he still has a good shot, I think, to play more games than anybody in Steelers history, right? What's yes. that list look like right now? Can you look that up? Games played by the Steelers, though, limit?
Yeah, I think Ben's number one.
But isn't Webster on that list, like, right?
Cam is about to catch him this week, I think.
He could, yes.
If I'm not mistaken. What I'll remember more than anything else years and years from now, when they ask about Cam Hayward, I'll say that guy used to chase down plays from his position on the defensive line, unlike any other player I think I've ever seen. He appears on plays 40 yards down the field.
What was the one that he went all the way down to the opposing goal? It was a really long run.
Crazy.
I forget where it was.
And you know what? He's teaching Derek Harmon that, because Harmon chased down Tyler Warren on one play, and on the next play, Harmon recovered a fumble.
Yes,
he looks
did.
Like a young Cam Hayward to me.
Well, it doesn't hurt having him around you all the time.
Of course.
You know, learning and talking to. And so I think that's important. So they put him between, you know, at times or at the edge, wherever he is. Benton's also a help to him. You know, Benton's one of those guys who I think he knows now. He's in one of those roles also where he can help a young guy out, and he's becoming better as
Man,
a result,
was he
too.
Good yesterday, and he was really good against the Vikings. A little more consistency from him, and he could be a star, actually. What do you got, Limits?
Yeah, so Cam passed Hines Ward earlier this year. He now has played 219 games. Bob, you're right. He will tie Webster this week. Ben is the all-time leader at 249 games. Cam has played 219, so he's 30 away from tying Ben.
30 away. That could be a close call, but I think he might get there. You?
Yeah, the way he's going, why wouldn't you? I mean, he still wants to
play.
Has
a chance anyway. Does
that
include playoffs limits?
I don't believe
so. I don't
so.
Think that's a playoff. No, that's a regular season.
All right. Linebackers, Ray gives them an A+. Bob, this is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Highsmith was unbelievable. T.J. Watt changed the whole game. Jack Sawyer had an interception. Peyton Wilson was Junior Seau, for God's sakes, on this day. He was all over the... He was a maniac, Bob. He was a maniac. He had an interception. He caused an interception by leaping over a tall building. He had 14 tackles. He looked like a star.
Well, you know, even if he doesn't make that play, Pittman was so well covered, it may have been an interception for whoever was over there, because I don't. Daniel Jones was not seeing the field very well yesterday, I thought, and largely because people in his face all day.
Yeah.
And, boy, he jumped. I was amazed at his vertical jump, how high he got up, and he slapped it right into the waiting arms of Jack Sawyer, who, by the way, plays more, it seems, and he's getting more comfortable. And, boy, you talk about four guys you can rely on at outside linebacker. That's a pretty good foursome.
A+.
Yes, I'm going to give A+ to just about everybody here.
Limits?
A+. They played very well. I was very impressed by them.
All right, now the secondary. The Steelers without their starting safeties, but the defensive backs rose up, Ray writes, to shut down the NFL's top-rated offense. Joey Porter Jr. made up for a couple pass interferences with an interception and a sack, four passes defended, and seven tackles. Ramsey played free safety, had four tackles. I would add that some of them were rather destructive in a good way. And Kyle Duggar, acquired Tuesday, started at strong safety and had four tackles. Listen, there were a couple times early in the game where it really seemed like Daniel Jones was playing pitch and catch. But again, that's a great offense. So in the end, you want to give one minus for that? Okay. I'll give him an A- then. Which is close to a B+, but they deserve to be in the A range for this game. Not only that, you don't get in the stats that part of the reason they got to Danny Dimes was because his first read was covered. That you couldn't say that about Jordan Love, whose first read was Kraft on every single play and was never covered. In this game, they made him go to at least the second read, and that's all it takes for those guys to get home, or it's all it should take, Bob. I go A-.
I go A.
I don't blame you.
I just thought, given the circumstances, who they were playing,
I think that's very generous of you, and I mean that as a compliment. I wish you were my teacher in college, and especially high school. Did you know I couldn't get into any colleges, Bob? I scored, I think, a 620 on my SAT, which is what you get for putting your name right, and it might have been the only thing I got
right. Just not
your
strength? You're a very smart man, and you have a way with words, and you're a tremendous columnist.
Yeah, I didn't try or study.
Yeah, well.
That was the problem.
Those tests never worked well with me either. It's hard for some reason.
Limits, what'd you get on your SAT?
I didn't take the SAT. I took the ACT.
Hmm. What'd you get on that? Good grades?
I honestly don't remember, but I know I did better the second time I took it than the first time I did.
Now, did you get into Penn State, Maine right off the bat?
No, the only schools that I applied to right out of high school were to Robert Morris and to Waynesburg, and I went to both of them for undergrad.
Two years at RMU?
No. 2 years at RMU and then transferred to Waynesburg for my junior, senior year.
Can you imagine Limits going to RMU for his morning classes and Waynesburg for his evening classes, Bob? The dedication was just incredible.
It's a lot of driving, Bob.
Now, you were at Point Park, right?
Penn State for 2 years, Point Park after that.
Why'd you transfer? You got kicked out?
Honestly, there was too much too much partying, too much just being distracted, too much. I knew I had to get serious about this. And it wasn't that Penn State's a great place. I'm just, I had to be somewhere local that I could get involved. And I really eyed up internships, which a lot of people do. It was much more easily, you know, to do that in the city as opposed to at State College or anywhere else that has a big.
Who was the star football player or players at Penn State while you were there? Do you remember?
Oh, geez.
John Cappelletti?
Bob's not that old.
I'm not that old. Come on.
I'm sorry, Bob.
I'm trying to remember now. Star players. I don't
Bruce
remember.
Clark?
You're going all the way
Bruce
back.
Bruce Clark was. What year did you graduate? Or what year did you go there? You didn't graduate.
79, 80.
1979.
So you
would have
been there
State
for the
football.
82 championship if you would have
stayed.
Well,
I still remember that, but I don't remember.
He went to Point Park.
Point Park's a good university for what you're trying to do, and I think, you know.
I know. My wife went there. It's a wonderful place.
Mike DeCourcy went there.
Tom McMillan went there.
There are a lot of Dennis Miller. Do you remember him?
Of course.
He went there.
I'm the only
person who enjoyed him on Monday Night Football. Matt Millen was on that team, Bob.
Matt Millen, that's right. All right. You're going back too far
Todd
for me to
Blackledge.
Remember. Todd Blackledge, yep.
Mike Gooman, remember him?
Nope. I don't.
This says Jeff Hostetler was there. Was he there as a freshman?
He wasn't the starter, I don't think.
No, he wasn't the starter. I never knew he was even at Penn State, Bob. Did he transfer then to West Virginia? That name brings up chills for me because he quarterback. Mike Munchak was there?
Yeah.
Matt Sui was there. Kurt Warner was there. Bruce Clark was
there. I remember.
Lance Mell.
We were covering. Was it Kurt Warner who in the Rose Bowl game against Oregon, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe it wasn't him, who the guy went 90-some yards on the very first play, was a touchdown?
I don't remember.
I don't.
You're thinking of the Kajana Carter
Kajana
run?
Carter, that's who I'm thinking. Never mind. Yeah, I mean, when you go back that far, my memory does not take me back as far as it should that way.
Kajana Carter was in
Kajana
the
90s. Kajana Carter was it like one of the first plays of the game?
Yeah, 94 Rose Bowl.
And the one thing I hated about the Rose Bowl when you go to cover it is that you have to be on your knees the whole time because the seating is so low, they ask everyone on the field to be on your knees.
You have to watch the game?
Yeah.
You have kneeling? To
be on your knees.
My God.
I felt like Will Smith must have thought after the World Series where he caught every single inning of that game, squatting as much as he squatted. That dude.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody about that recently, how catchers function later in life. It's unbelievable to me that you could squat that much and live to tell about it later in your life.
Molina, for his whole career, did that, even at an older age.
It's unfathomable to me.
And Smith caught every single inning, including the 18 innings that night. Where they won in that dramatic game.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Partly cloudy today, a high of Hardy Nickerson, 54, a low of Darren Perry, 39. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. But back to the report card, Bob. And after the secondary, of course, we go to special teams. They got brutalized with a fake punt, but also Corliss Waitman was very good. Keyshawn Williams has been an interesting little return man. And, of course, Boswell was perfect. So Ray gives him a B. I'll agree with that. You?
Yeah.
You seem reluctant, Bob.
No, I was thinking about A.
Oh, yeah. Well, you give up a fake punt, that's a big demerit against you.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was not exactly, it was just a quick handoff, boom, I get it. They made the play, so it wasn't like some really trick play where they were completely faked out. It was just something that they needed short yardage and they got it, so I'm not going to put that as a demerit. I thought Waitman was good.
You're not even going to put it as a demerit of any kind.
Limits,
do you agree with Bob's grading system?
Well, I mean, it was 4th-and-1, so I was a little surprised that they called it where they were
on the field.
So the
next time a team does a fake punt on 4th-and-1 and converts, you'll be like,
it was like one yard.
Congrats.
And
it wasn't going to be a fake punt by the Steelers.
It wasn't going to be a fake punt that went for 50 yards because you weren't prepared for that. They obviously, you can run the ball in that formation. You may get a yard just because it's only a yard.
What's going on here?
What are you going to give him a C because of one play?
I'm giving a little bit of a demerit.
No,
like,
I gave him a B, Bob.
I thought it sounds like a pony free pass. Not an entire free pass.
All right, when the Chargers do a fake punt on fourth and one and convert and go and score the winning touchdown, you cannot give a demerit.
Well, it's a lot different when it's late in the game for the game winning touchdown.
Is it limits when they scored on this one to win up 14 and lost the game?
It was earlier in the game.
It was 1 yard.
Yeah, on a fake punt.
Right. They just changed it, and give them credit for coming up with that. But I'm not going to dock their entire grade based on one play when they had a day full of good special team coverage.
Neither am I. I agree with Ray on a B.
Plus the fumble recovery, so it wipes those two out.
That's right.
No, it doesn't.
It makes it even. Yes, yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, it does. But it's still a B. What do you give them?
I give them an A-.
Bob?
Same.
A-. Mm. So you did give them a demerit.
Well, I mean, it's still an A.
Just a 1 yard demerit.
Hey, that's 90 to 92 on the grading scale, an A minus.
Coaching.
A plus.
Ray, maybe the injuries in the secondary forced their hand, but the simplified game plan worked against the number one scoring team. It was back to basics. Blah, blah, blah. Artie Smith's offense was opportunistic, but that's about all the good you can say about their play. All right, I get that. I get the A- because the offense wasn't great, but I'm sorry. The guy I'm grading this week is Mike Tomlin. And with a team teetering, wobbling like his team was, and the heat that they were taking from all corners locally and nationally, he rallied the troops. He delivered an unbelievable defensive game plan. As I said earlier, it was the best defensive performance in the NFL this season, and it was a defensive performance that any team from any year in this franchise's history would have been proud to call their own. That is an A-plus coaching job. I agree with you, Bob. A-plus for the coaching.
Yeah, if you're not going to give them an A-plus after this performance, when will you ever give them an A-plus?
And I get it that Ray is grading the entire staff, and he gave Artie the demerit there, but... No, I'm giving the coaching in this game an A-plus because of the head coach. Limits?
I have teetered a little bit back and forth on whether it should be an A-plus or an
A,
but the power of your rhetoric makes me have an A-plus.
The power of my rhetoric.
The power of your rhetoric, yes.
I've swayed limits with the power of my rhetoric, Bob.
I mean, that's easy to see. You can do that.
A-plus, and overall an A-plus. I think.
Yeah.
Again,
if you're not going to give them this after that performance where they did something they hadn't done in 15 years against what was the number one ranked team in the NFL offensively, especially, when are you going to ever give them an A-plus?
Can I say something very quickly, Bob?
Sure.
That was the best World Series I've ever seen in my lifetime.
I loved it.
I wasn't alive in 1960.
Neither was I.
So I didn't see that. 79 was amazing. Yankees Diamondbacks was amazing, and 75 Reds
Carlton
Red
Fisk.
Sox. Yeah, that was incredible for a little 9-year-old savvy news hound. This is the best one. This was phenomenal. I mean, every time you turned around, something insane was happening. An 18-inning game, for example, incredible individual performances. And then you get to game 7. Oh, my God, Bob. And neither team made an error in Game 7. What a great, great, great World Series.
And this is what happens when you make plays in the postseason, how you become legendary. We go back to Francisco Cabrera here with the Pirates and Braves. But Miguel Rojas had no business being on that team because his offensive production was terrible. He hadn't had a hit in like a month.
Was IKF safe at the plate on that throw by Rojas?
He was out.
I thought he was safe. Limits?
No, he was out.
Wow, both of you say
he was
that
out.
After the
you
replay.
Can't, call no, on the yeah, play, the call out. On the field was out.
You say it's so sure, Limits.
Yeah,
it was at least
sure.
a tie.
No.
No, it was not.
No,
he was
Smith
out.
Lifted his foot off the plate.
And then he got
it
down on the tap, on
he
the second tap.
And by that time, it was a tie at that point.
No,
I thought,
no.
If that gets called safe, then replay says safe.
I disagree. I think they would overturn the tie.
They would have been out.
I disagree with both of you, and I disagree vehemently.
I'm going to find a picture that confirms what we're saying.
And IKF took all kinds of heat for that, Bob, because he took no lead off third base. Did you read any of those stories? And he revealed that the coaches told him not to take a big lead. Like, they measured it against Mookie Betts' lead for the Dodgers when he was on third. Mm-hmm. He was like 10 feet further down the line. IKF would have scored easily with a big lead, but he said the coaches don't want us getting doubled off in that situation. They want us closer to the bag, to the third base bag. What do you think of that strategy?
I mean, it has to be the perfect thing for it not to work, and it was the perfect thing. It was a ground ball to second base, although Rojas was off balance, made a good throw. I have it right here in front of me if you're going to come over. You will see he's out no matter what.
All right, then I'll come over right now.
Come over right here. All right, come here.
Yeah, I thought.
I wish I could show people this.
I thought that was the case, Bob, pretty much right away.
Here's IKF's foot. That's Will Smith. Up, down before he gets there.
No, he's not. Yes, he's down. He's already in the bag, Bob.
He's down.
Play it again and press pause right here. Three on the video. Oh, my God. Are you Ron? Press pause.
Where?
You lost it.
It's coming again. Hold on.
This is unbelievable.
Right.
Press pause. 3, 2, 1. Right. Keep going. Very slowly, Bob. And you'll see it's a tie.
It's not. His foot is down right
no,
there.
No, it's not.
It's down
the
right
no,
there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
There's no way you're going to call that safe.
Keep it going. There's no way. See? There.
Now
it's down there. And you can't tell because it's a cloud of dust.
Inconclusive. That's the
so
call
if
on
they
the
they called him safe on the field, this would have been
maybe,
safe.
But this is out.
At least
sorry,
you admitted
it's out.
That, Bob.
I didn't admit it. You convinced me to say something just so you can.
Can I read your calendar to people?
No.
I didn't know you kept on.
No. Don't get.
Riverhounds playoffs?
Yes. How about the Riverhounds? Come up. They won.
Nevillewood Golf on the 7th at 11:30.
Were you?
Dr. Martin, 2:15.
I have a lot of doctor's appointments. I have a lot of doctor's appointments in here.
Joe's starting to go a little bit personal.
There's a colonoscopy. You want to read all that? Go ahead. What I got to take and drink. Is there a pill you can take for a colonoscopy, by the way, instead of drinking all that mess?
How about that prep work, Bob? More blowouts than the 07 Patriots.
That's kind of refreshing, though, isn't it? To clean
it is
the pipes
out,
you know? But, I mean, I think there's a pill you can take now instead of.
What does it do?
Same thing. It cleans you out without you having to drink all that stuff, I think.
Yeah, the guzzling of that Gatorade-like substance is really, really unpleasant. Yeah, they've got to streamline the prep work for those. They really do.
In this day and age, with so much other stuff they can do, how about just a pill?
I agree. Here's the other thing that happened in the World Series. In the final, the bottom, 11
innings?
The
11th.
11th. You have a guy on first and third. Or No. My bad. You had a guy on second. That was the tying run.
We're talking about game six?
Game seven.
Game six.
Game seven.
I'm talking about game six.
Hold on a
second.
Here
we are again, and we're talking about the same.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So there's a guy on second.
Can I go back to game six first?
Okay.
When was the last time you saw a ball get lodged in the bottom of the fence?
Unbelievable.
If that does not occur, they score one run, and most likely Clement, who was flying around the bases, would have been, or no, it wasn't him, it was Barger. He would have been at third base maybe.
Right.
Changes the whole,
now
and
you're
instead
right about
he
that.
Said they get nothing out of that.
But it was legit, wasn't it?
But again, karma or whatever you want to call it, how does a ball get lodged there? It's an automatic double at that point, and it saves them from scoring a run.
I know, but the Jays did this to themselves, and what happened in Game 7, with no outs, a runner on second, he's the tying run. They had Kiner Falefa bunt him to third. It's not a good trade-off, especially with that cyborg on the mound. You know he can strike people out. Well, to me, you have three outs, three precious little outs. Why are you giving them one for free just to move a guy to third? It's not worth it to me.
I think strategy.
That's old school baseball. That's not worth it because you know the next guys could strike out with that pitcher on the mound.
But you also know if you don't get it done, how about if he misplays the bunt or pops it up and it's caught and you guys still at second base?
How about a single that scores the tying run? How about not giving away
an out? I disagree. I would have bunted.
How about you, Limits?
I was completely okay with them bunting.
Oh, you're just agreeing with Bob on every single thing against me today.
No, this is what I felt like watching the game. I was completely fine with it.
Outs are precious. You have three precious little outs before your season ends. Here, take one for free. Nope, not me.
All right, let's move ahead then. Because there were some other things that happened in that game that were just incredible to me. Number one, when they had runners, and this is going to be how that inning ended, that catch that was made out there on Clement,
oh
who set
God.
A whole new record for most hits. Boy, that guy has emerged as a big-time player. It looked like Kike Hernandez was lost. He was taking a wrong route to get to it. The game was going to be over. As long as it falls, they win. And then here comes, of all people, Andy Páez, who was just thrown into the game for this reason. He nearly took out.
he did take out Kike
Hernandez, and he makes the catch.
Dramatic.
Oh, my God. And that's another. If that happens, then it's over. Blue Jays win. I feel bad for Don Mattingly, 40 years in baseball, who's that close to getting a ring finally.
Wait, the Dodgers side?
He was a coach for the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Holy horse milk. Yeah, too bad for him. It was the most dramatic, unceasingly dramatic World Series I've ever seen.
Now, I want you to, this is not after the fact. I want to ask you this as we had. So, they're down 5-4, whatever the score was. Will Smith hit the home run.
Yeah.
Blue Jays have first and third, one out.
Yeah.
They have a chance to at least tie the game and make it extend.
I knew, you knew, and
Alejandro
everybody knew.
Kirk is up.
Double play. Yeah.
They knew it because they were willing to sacrifice the tying run, which never would happen. You'd have the infield up, you'd try to choke it off, but they knew he can't run. And he's been one of their better hitters.
I would have told him to strike out intentionally in a dead series.
I was going to pinch hit for him.
Once he got two strikes, I was like, this dude is going to hit into a double
That's
play.
That's what Yamamoto
Just
does.
Strike
he
out.
Induces ground balls.
Right.
And he got it as easily tailor-made as you can get.
Or I would have tried to squeeze there. You want to bunt? There's your spot to bunt because
Maybe.
He was a double play waiting to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, Limits? What would you have done there?
I would have sent the runner from first to second base to try to steal the base to avoid the double play. I was completely fine with Kirk hitting. He is somebody who has been clutch for the Blue Jays all season long, especially in the postseason.
No, he was good.
I know.
He was very good. So I would have been completely okay. Send Barger, who I believe was on at first base, to try to take them out of the double play. It's not like Barger's slow.
No, he's fast.
I know, but
Guerrero
that's not,
at third, if they throw down, have Guerrero run
this
home.
This isn't, you can't do a trick play like it's Little League.
It's not a trick play. There's
yes,
been teams
is.
That have pulled that off.
Guerrero's going to score on the throw to second.
That's
They're just
going
to catch it and gun him down at the plate.
That's why a lot of catchers don't throw to second when runners are on the corners and just one out.
Bob?
Because they don't want the runner from
I
third.
I suppose you're going
to
agree with him.
The plate.
No,
because
no,
you two are teaming up against me for the entire show.
I am not going to agree with that. I don't have a problem with what Austin said about running Barger at first to second. I would never send Vladimir Guerrero on a double steal attempt, no way. He's going to be out. They're too good to do that. I wouldn't do that. But I understand getting the guy. Take the double play away if you can. However, Will Smith has been very good at doing everything, including running, you know, throwing guys out. I don't know if the throw would have gone through. That's a whole different scenario.
But, Joe, you said outs are so precious, those three outs in that situation. You can't just have Kirk go up there and, like, tell him to strike out if outs are that precious.
Yeah, outs are precious, which is why you don't want to give him two at a time after you just handed him one.
Right, but he
so
also...
At that point, you save the one out you have left because you already gave one away on a stupid sacrifice bunt, which is the way they thought in 1973.
That is not a stupid play.
That's the way they thought in 1973.
Anything could happen with a guy at third base. A wild pitch... Pass ball.
With that guy on the mound, he hasn't walked anybody all year. He's not going to throw a wild pitch.
Get the ball in the air. You never know. I'd rather have my shot at that than...
I'd rather let IKF hit, try to hit to the right side then.
Did you see what happened the other night where they had a guy off second, and I think, who was it? Barger? Was it him? And they doubled him off to end the game.
Yeah, that's the play that Limits wanted to run the next night. The same play they got doubled off on to end the game.
No, Barger was at second base. Line drive hit to left, and then he couldn't get back to second.
And Hernandez made a really good throw. Actually, Rojas was unbelievable. That was a hard throw to handle, and he did.
I can't wait till next year when the Pirates are in the World Series.
When it's done like this, it is so riveting, and it keeps you there. And you had a story to tell when you were out on the town.
Bring on that salary cap, baby. That's all I got to say. Salary cap, salary floor. This is the best argument you could have for it right now.
What's that?
Well, wait a minute.
We have to go, Bob.
No, it's
103.
I don't care. We're going to continue.
Bob, you have 20 seconds. That's the most we can
get. Limits is the one telling us to wrap it up.
I am one of these people who I admire the Dodgers for doing what they did, which is playing by the rules. They come up with their own circumvention of the rules at times, but they always invest in their product. What they give is a lot of money to all these players. They want to win. Every owner should want to win to this degree. Yes, a floor and a salary cap are needed. I want one. But if there's not going to be one, then you have an obligation to spend some of the money you're getting from all these collaborative events that they make money from and put it back into your team.
Not everybody can afford a $350 million
You don't
payroll.
Have to. I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is more than just a one-year, $4 million deal
it's
for everyone.
It's a joke. I have this one idiot on Twitter who keeps saying, I don't want a salary cap. I've never said that in my entire life, that there shouldn't be a salary cap. I've said it's no excuse for the Pirates that there isn't one. Look at the Brewers, the Rays,
right,
the A's for many years.
Right, they spend up to a different level, and they do everything else. You could be competitive.
You can be competitive on the Pirates' payroll. That's my whole point. Major League Baseball's economic system is no excuse for them ever.
It never was.
Having said that, the system overall is a joke.
We're over time,
we
Joe.
Have to go, Joe.
Now
Joe,
we have to go.
We have to go.
I spoke up. Joe. You two are both. This is unbelievable.
We have to go.
Bob, I'm coming over to fight you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.